You can't really trust anybody. That's the problem today. People that you used to be able to trust, you know, mainstream media, the nightly news, people you used to be able to trust, you can't trust anymore. National Public Radio, NPR, an editor of his own outlet has completely hammered NPR for lying, for protecting the people from the truth about Joe Biden and not telling them the truth about Donald Trump. Yeah, Uri Berliner. And there's a great article today on Real Clear Politics about this. Uri Berliner issued a lengthy rebuke of NPR's media coverage of major news stories over the past few years, like Hunter Biden laptop story, the COVID lab leak theory. Called out the outlet's efforts to damage Trump's presidency. He said it was all by design and it was all wrong, said Uri Berliner. He's right, by the way. And that's the problem. We can't trust anybody anymore. And if you can't trust anybody anymore, who do you go to for information? I try to go to the best sources possible. People like Dr. Peter McCullough. He's the chief scientific officer at the Wellness Company. Look, he was one of the guys they tried to silence because he was telling the truth. He joins me now on the program. Dr. McCullough, nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. All right, so almost right on cue, we're hearing about a new potential pandemic. I mean, this comes up every few weeks. This time it comes in the form of an avian flu, apparently. What should we know about avian flu to start with?
Avian flu has been around for decades. Now, when it does happen, it can be deadly. It's transmitted from animals, mainly birds, to humans. But you know, I'm concerned that this could be disease X that this biopharmaceutical complex has warned us about. In 2021, it was announced that there is a bird flu vaccine, and now the BARDA, the Defense Department Unit for Research, is announcing a self-amplifying messenger RNA vaccine. So bird flu has in it the potential for a food scare that is pulling poultry and meat off the market, people becoming very fearful, and the government presenting us with a vaccine.
How convenient. A vaccine windfall for Big Pharma again, doctor. Call me a cynic, but that's the way I see it. Now, look, based on what we saw during COVID, and knowing now that we were lied to over and over again by the government, why would we trust anything they claim about a new outbreak of anything?
We have to be wary. And I think if we start to see more and more cases reported, and if there is a jump to human-to-human transmission, it could be game on for another fear-driven campaign. Now, the CDC has on its website fairly that we have four approved drugs to treat influenza, including one IV drug. And so we have a way of handling this. The prior fatalities, we'd have to learn a lot more about what type of care they have and in what countries. The deaths occurred in 23 countries over the years. Staphylococcal pneumonitis and pneumonia is typically the mechanism by which death occurs with influenza, and we have antibiotics to treat it. But I want people to understand that if this is a true pandemic that's in its early emergent phase, we do have quite a portfolio of treatment. We understand this illness very well. It's going to be very different than COVID-19.
Now, let me ask you about something else here, doctor, because as these things line up, the same way COVID did, you have all these international global bodies trying to get control of what's happening in America and all the other countries around the world. So what about global interference in our health? And I'm referring, I guess, to the World Health Organization, its drive for this global health treaty that would force us into compliance under anything they called a global emergency, including avian flu. This is really dangerous too, isn't it?
It is. You're going to see this, I think, full on now. CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, formed by Gates Foundation and WEF, has an entire white paper written on disease X. CEPI has an investment in a bird flu vaccine, you know, ready to go. There are already manuscripts in the peer-reviewed literature saying that bird flu is on the brink of human emergence for a global outbreak. So this has been telegraphed, Steve, and you're right. I think you're going to see a giant move towards grabbing power in pandemic response, healthcare, global emergency declarations, response measures, and this is going to be very different, this one.
Well, I've already seen that push begin, Doctor, because they meet, do these world bodies, late May, early June. So they want the United States and all the other countries to sign this. It's a treaty, but they don't want to call it a treaty. It's a global pact or whatever, but it is a treaty. 160 times it says shall. You shall, and you shall do these things in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. This is yanking away American sovereignty. It is yanking away Americans' ability to oversee their own health care and putting it in the hands of these world bodies. It is dangerous, isn't it?
It is, and you know, the timing here is uncanny. You know, the timing of a vaccine announcement, you know, just a few months before this, it is all lining up for a potential. And, you know, at the Wellness Company, we have a great degree of alacrity, and we can meet very quickly, adapt our contagion kits to be able to match this threat, protect Americans, and get us through this without shutting down the country, shutting down the world. It doesn't need to happen. We can manage through pandemics.
You can treat people, keep people safe, and not panic. All right, that's number one, folks. Do not panic. All right, the Wellness Company, Dr. McCullough helped form the Wellness Company and has these great emergency kits. Look it up, twc.health/Gruber. You'll save money on this kit right here. They have kits that have antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. They have first aid kits. They have travel kits. They've thought about this. They've actually thought about how to treat you and make sure you stay well. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you for all the information today, and thank you for what you do at the Wellness Company. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, twc.health/Gruber. Write that down. twc.health/Gruber. You'll save money. This is something you want to have at home in case disease X really does show up someday. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say, tomorrow is on. Enbridge.
Life takes energy.